Cambridge 105 Radio. Adam Waugh lives in Meaney and works as a tube driver in London. Adam started writing poetry for his own amusement, covering topics such as COVID, mental health, growing old and years gone by. But family and friends were so impressed by the poems that they've encouraged him to publish them in a book, and profits will go to Alzheimer's Research UK. Hi, Adam. Thanks for joining us in Cambridge Breakfast this morning.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're very welcome. This is really interesting. And I've actually looked at one of your videos as well, but we'll come back to that in a minute. What made you start writing poetry?
Well, it stems from a few years ago when my youngest, Niamh, we were just sitting on a train coming back from London, and she just started writing something in her notebook and then showed it to us. And we were like, wow, this is amazing. She literally penned a poem within 2 minutes, and it just sort of had a real effect on me. It was real inspirational, to be honest with you. And after that, then we started just having a few little competitions where we'd have 5 minutes each to write a poem about a subject, and we'd see what we came up with. And it just sort of went on from there, really.
Adam, that's amazing that you're getting inspiration from your children. I think it's lovely, because usually it's the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I wouldn't want to inspire them too much in what I do, but
And when you write, does inspiration just come to you when you're, I don't know, pulling into Baker Street and you kind of jot it down? Or how does it, or do you actually sit down thinking, right, I'm going to write a poem now?
No, I can't actually do that. I have to sort of, usually it's something that will inspire me. So I'll see something, let's say like if I was sitting on the train going to work and I'll see something like even just a bird flying across the sky, and next thing I've got the first line of a poem, and it's, I'll just take it on and I'll work on that from there and just sort of move things around and just come up with something that, you know, they're all quite short poems really. So it's just a case of putting the words together and moving them around a little bit, and then before you know it, you've got one. But it can catch you at any time. It's like sometimes when I'm often driving my train, things just, you pull into a platform and you see somebody on the platform and it's like, wow, I've got a line in my head there, so I have to quickly jot that down. Then, you know, I'll drive to the next platform and I'll have another line in my head, I'll have to jot that down. It's like, that can happen just like that, really. So it's during lockdown, it's just been lots and lots of poems. Really, I've probably written about 40 or 50. But there's about 25 in the book. We've actually put one of Niamh's poems in there at the back, just the one that she wrote that really inspired me, so that was nice to do that.
Yeah.
Along with the illustrations which have been done by my wife and by my children.
Yes, so, I read that the illustrations were done by your daughters. That's really good as well, actually. It's a real family affair, this book, isn't it?
Oh, it has been. It's been a real... And we only really started going in probably about the beginning of December. So it was like my wife said, Adam, you should do something with these. And I said, oh, no, they're not that great, blah, blah, blah. And then I sent a few to my dad, and he had a read of them. He said, Adam, they're really quite good, you know. You need to do something with them. So I got chatting to my sister and we sort of said, let's go for it. And, you know, it's just gone from there. It's just been a bit of a whirlwind the last couple of weeks, you know, with it all.
But Adam, have you always been a closet writer then? Has this always been in the back of your mind that you'd love to write? Or is it sort of never crossed your mind until very recently?
Literally last year, I sat in my English O-level, that's how old I am, O-level, and I had a blank. I couldn't write anything. But it's really just been now in the last sort of 2 years, possibly, you know, that we've sort of, maybe 3 years, that we've just jotted a few things down. But the last sort of year where it's just gone to excess, really.
That's incredible, really. It just kind of shows you, though, that all levels, they make you think in a certain way. You're obviously creative and just didn't realise it at the time.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
And the book is called Faceless.
That's right.
How did you come up with that idea?
So I was sitting as a passenger on the tube coming back from my work, and I was just sitting there in my face mask, and it was empty apart from a few other people. They had their face masks on, and that's the actual name of the first poem in the book. It sort of stemmed from there, really, and on the front of the book is an image of me in my London Underground t-shirt with a face mask on, you know, and it's just the times we're going through. It's just, you know.
It's a really happening. Good title, Faceless, actually. You're right. When you look round shops at the moment, it's almost like a horror movie in some respects, isn't it? It's like Doctor Who episode.
Yeah.
Could you read us a little bit of
that poem? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now, I'm not very good. This is the first time I've ever done this. you'll see I've got a few videos that we've done of a few other people reading, but I certainly will. I'll read this one. So this one's called Faceless. The faceless generation, that's what we have become. Eyebrows raised here and there. No smiles seen, no facial hair. No rotten teeth or smelly breath, only bad decisions and COVID death. But who's at fault, do we know? We usually reap what we sow. How much longer will it be till from this virus we are free? Until then, my friends, we must play our part. Be it right or wrong, it's definitely a start.
Wow, that is brilliant. Absolutely excellent. Is. I love that.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just, it's down to earth, but really to the point. I love that.
The thing is, all my poems are quite down to earth. I sit on the train and there's a thing called Poems on the Underground, which are in the advertising hoardings. And some of them you read and you think, I really, really don't understand that.
And
I'm thinking, obviously it's great, but I'm really struggling.
But what does it mean?
Yeah, exactly. Whereas all mine, I'm hoping with my book that everybody who reads it will at least get something from either their childhood or what's going on now. It covers mental health, covers dementia, everything in life, really. So I'm hoping people get something from it.
The book is to raise funds for Alzheimer's Research UK. And you have strong links to that organisation, don't you? Your wife works for it. And I believe that, sadly, your mother-in-law suffered from the disease.
That's correct. Well, Susan, my wife, she works at Alzheimer's Research UK in Granter Park. She's only started, literally, she was so lucky because she got the job in January, just before we got locked down. And she loves it there. She loves it and all the people there. But my mother-in-law, fantastic lady, Bridget, we really struggled for 6-7 years, with it. And we didn't really appreciate how much help we needed. Mm-hmm. And, we'd be getting phone calls from neighbours saying, oh, we've got Bridget with us. And we're like, I'm at work in London. Susan's at work at her place. And we're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Because she'd been wandering around the village. Yeah. And the only thing is, thank God that we lived in a village, because if we'd have lived in a city or a town, she would have probably been knocked over, or, it's just like horrendous, the things. And for our kids to go through what they saw as well, it's not brilliant. So anything we can do. I mean, I've done a few things before, raising money for different things, but it's sort of, this is my one now. This Alzheimer's Research UK is the one I'm sort of really going for. We've already sold 200 books. We were only going to get 100 printed, and just sell them to family and friends. And then I got a proof and I've just put a little post on social media, and within 48 hours I've sold 100. And it's just spiralled from there, really. So.
And Adam, can I just ask you, you mentioned, and I was going to mention this earlier, about the poems that you see inside the tube train. And I got really inspired by those. I know you were saying, Yunanda, you felt that they were very short. But for me, I've always been fascinated by poems. And to see the poems up in the tube when you're travelling, it was really lovely, actually. I loved it. But do you think you might put some of your poems, or do you think London Underground might actually do something for you and put them up?
I would hope so.
I've actually been in touch with them and asking that. And they said what they're going to do. They want me to send my stuff in because on, I think it's it's a Sunday, March the 21st, is World Poetry Day. Mm-hmm. And they want to use some of my stuff for that.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
They sort of get work from a lot of people and put it all together. And I'm not sure what they're exactly doing, but I've sent my book in. So, I'm going to liaise with them.
Great.
With regard to that, so I'm hoping.
Fingers crossed.
By one of their own drivers. Absolutely. Yeah. They should be bending over backwards for that one. Now, I've seen the video for Morning Glory, and it was a video that you produced. That's correct. A video producer, I believe.
Yeah, I used to film weddings and parties and various little things as a sideline, just a little hobby. It was only when my daughter was born, I just bought a video camera, and then I sort of really enjoyed making a few little films and that, and so we just took off from there, really. And then I started doing a few people's weddings and done it for about 15 years.
No, you can tell.
Sounds good.
Because it's very well produced, actually.
Thank you. Very professional. Very good. Oh, brilliant.
Very good. Now, how can people buy your book, first of all? How can they get in touch?
Okay, so we're self-publishing and self-publicising. So it would be either through Instagram, they can message me at face_less2020, they can message me through there, or I have an email, which is faceless Adam War, that's my name, W-A-U-G-H, at gmail.com. So faceless Adam War at gmail.com. And they can message me. They're £10. The reason they're £10 is because it's all going to Alzheimer's Research UK. £1.50 postage and packaging. But the reason why we put it at that price is because we wanted to make the best of it and get as much money as we could, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is the perfect time, is it not? Yeah, Christmas is arriving. We should be doing something.
It's a great stocking filler.
Yeah.
Yes. But, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, we were only going to do 100, but we've sold 200 now. So we're looking to publicise it even more. I've got another video that I'll be sending to you to have a look at, and I think you'll probably quite like this one. So
excellent. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on Cambridge Breakfast this morning, Adam. That's Adam Waugh, poet, tube train driver, and we recommend that you go out and buy that book.